I just had a question about 1 Corinthians 11th chapter.
Okay.
5th verse.
Okay.
And where it says, and every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered.
Go ahead.
Were shaved. And then 6 says, if a woman does not cover her head, she should have her hair cut off. And if it's a disgrace for a woman to have her hair cut or shaved off, she should cover her head. I came across this passage on my own, and I've been feeling so convicted by it more and more as I pray. And I just wanted to know your opinion on that. And is there any other passages in the Bible that speaks of women wearing veils?
No, I'm glad you asked that question. That's very perceptive. You know, the Bible says in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, let something be established. And whenever we build a doctrine, you want to be careful not to build a doctrine on one scripture that may stand by itself. This is the only place in the Bible where it talks about this. Mm-hmm. And in the in my Bible notes here, it's reminding us that Paul is insisting women who pray or prophesy in the church in public, it doesn't mean in your private prayers, it's talking about public prayer in corporate worship, do so with their heads covered. The argument is, was this a tradition? And because if you go to the Middle East now, the women there dress very differently than, you know, many of the Islamic women today dress like Bible women used to dress. They were extremely modest, maybe to a fault back then. Mm-hmm. And when a woman would uncover her head, there was a certain attire for prostitutes in the Roman Empire. And a woman who did not want to appear as a prostitute when in public would cover her head. It didn't mean she veiled her face, but she would cover her hair.
That's what I mean, hair, not veiling of my whole face.
Right. And this is what Paul is talking about, just the hair here. Some were asking, you know, if this was a tradition. And Paul was saying, because it's a tradition, out of respect. Yeah, and an example might be, you know, if the president gave a national address and he didn't have a tie on, some would think that that was not appropriate. Mm-hmm. Nothing in the Bible says you have to wear a tie. There's not even a good practical reason. You just say, I don't like them one bit.
Yeah.
But it's a custom of respect. In the churches, evidently, they thought it was disrespectful for some of the Christian women to be praying in public with their husbands there without their heads covered. It was considered immodest, and they didn't show modesty and respect for their husbands. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
So I don't know if that's helping you. So what I'm getting at is it may have been a tradition. And if the Holy Spirit is impressing you, then
it is. And no one's ever showed that to me. I've never seen anyone, but I really feel it pressed upon me.
Well, far be it for me to tell you to do something that the Holy, you know, other than what the Holy Spirit is saying. You do have a scripture here. And if you read it on its surface value, it may sound like, you know, God is asking you to do this. I would not say don't do that, because certainly there's no harm, is there?
No.
So, you know, if you're in doubt, Paul said, you know, if you can't do something by faith, don't do it.
That's true.
Okay?
Thank you very much.